Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. Kirsty Seawood, behavior scientist and body image healing coach. Each week, I'll bring to you wisdom and insights from my lived experience and my decade of coaching in the health, nutrition, and wellness space. My gift to the world and to you is how deeply I can see and understand you. You can expect raw, vulnerable, and powerful content. My commitment to you is that I will not hold back. The wisdom I share is to help you cultivate self-awareness, reconnect with your body, deepen the most important relationship you have, the one with yourself, and to help you step into the most radiant and authentic version of you. You are worthy. You are enough. I am so grateful you're here right now. Let's begin. Hello, hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to my first podcast episode for 2024. Yes, we are in mid-January now. I don't know if you can feel it, but I can really feel that 2024 is going to be the year that you go for it, the year that you do not hold back. That's the energy I'm feeling for 2024. I hope you're feeling it too, because it's a big energy, right? I feel like there is something behind all of us this year. The energy is going to push us to finally let go of any limiting beliefs and really step into who we are. And it's not the year, I'm going to keep saying this, it's not the year to hold back. That is certainly what is coming through for me so far this year. I feel like 2023 was quite a challenging year for many of us. I know personally I had challenges come my way, and I also like to call them possibilities because I believe that everything is happening for us and there's always something we can learn, and we only grow as humans when we're pushed out of our comfort zone. So I feel like, well, from what I was hearing in this with my close friends, there was a lot of like shifts in relationships or jobs, work, connections, locations, even like big moves. And they were quite abrupt at times. Like, we didn't see things coming, or we had to navigate multiple challenges at once. And it was also then a beautiful year of growth and opportunities that came from that. So there were some great things, but I feel like 2023 was kind of the year that stripped us all back again and delivered for us opportunities to really see who we were at a deeper level. So to give a bit of a life update, I guess, because it has actually been a while since I've done a solo episode on my podcast. And by the way, the podcast is coming back into focus for 2024, which I'm really excited about. But some of the things I navigated last year: I moved house not once, but twice. I went through a relationship breakdown, a really important relationship to me. I also went back to a 9-to-5. So I had to learn again what it was like to juggle a corporate 9-to-5 and chase those career goals alongside having a drive and commitment to my passion and purpose in business, which was really eye-opening for me. And I learned a lot about myself. And then I also started to navigate my fertility journey and being 33 now, what that kind of looks like for me, and had some big conversations in that space as well. Now, what I feel like 2023 did for me was really bring me back to myself and back into a reflective practice and coming back to my own inner authority and inner compass to see how I was feeling or how my decisions and my life was aligning to what I truly desired. And even at times questioning, like, what is influencing or impacting some of my decisions, like who or what or what environments, what limiting beliefs are really impacting the decisions that I'm making for myself, and are they what I want, or do I feel like, is that what other people want me to do. So 2023 for me was a year I feel like of coming back to myself yet again, whole new level, a whole deeper level, and commitment to myself. And throughout 2023, you may have noticed, if you follow me on socials, you may have noticed that I do have a mantra, a commitment to self, that I tag in my stories and through the things that I do. And that mantra became really, really strong for me in 2023. It became more than a mantra. It became a set of beliefs or principles of showing up for myself and showing myself that I'm worthy of showing up for and achieving what I desire. And far beyond, like, I am capable of things far beyond what I can imagine. And every time I tagged that and started showing up in that way, it was reaffirming that I am worthy of showing up for myself. And I think that's where this energy is now coming from. Because on the back end of that, the back end of 2023, I started to really discover what I wanted. And I got spending some time working on myself. I got to understand what I truly valued and what I wanted. And I did that again through self-reflection and came back to asking myself questions. So that's a bit of a life update, but there's also a message in here. There is a message that you are worthy of showing up for and that you are worthy of understanding who you are and what makes you you. And that is what a commitment to self means to me. It's understanding. It's that intention to learn about yourself and to connect with yourself and to show yourself what you are truly capable of and how radiant and incredible the woman within you really is and bringing her to the world. That is the energy I'm sitting with. And that is what I'm bringing to 2024. And I want you to come on board with that too. It's sitting with the energy of being curious and engaging your curiosity to really learn who you are. Like, what makes you unique? What do you value? What life do you desire to create? And how incredible is it to bring yourself to the world? Like, how lucky is the world to have you? Like, you're the only one qualified to be you. So let's bring her to the world. And this is the no more holding yourself back kind of energy that I'm talking about. This is what I've been sitting with. And you're coming on board. So, to me, I feel this is going to be another big year of reflection. And I'm going to bring that to you. So you may have noticed at the end of last year, if you didn't, that's okay. You're learning now. I launched my reflection and intention setting sessions, essentially inviting you at the end of every month to join me to reflect on the month that was and set some intentions moving forward. And this is because I've reconnected again with my journal practice, and I can't speak into this enough of how transformative journaling is. And I'm going to be bringing more of that to you this year. I think I've dabbled with it over the last couple of years and mentioned a lot that I journal, but this is a year where I'm going to start bringing what are the journal practices that I do, or what are some journaling techniques that I've found really helpful, and really show you and help you get those shifts through journaling as well, because it's such a profound practice. It's so powerful, and there is something about writing your own reflections and writing your intentions and seeing things on paper in your own handwriting. It's like your own language in itself. Like no one else writes like you. No one else crosses the T's the same as you, dots the I's. No one has the same handwriting as you. So just there's so much power in that, from taking a thought from your mind and through the pen and putting it on paper and seeing it in your handwriting. Like it is just, there is so much power in that. And so I want to bring more of this journaling to you in 2024, because I've reconnected with it again. It's having incredible shifts for me, and I just can't hold back anymore. This is where it's coming from. This is the energy. We're not holding back anymore. Because you know what? We all really deserve to be like the most confident version of ourselves. And we deserve, and we're worthy, like you're so worthy of being your own best friend and own cheerleader and being proud of yourself. So we're going to connect with that. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. To wrap up this episode, I just wanted to make it short to say hello for 2024 and tell you what kind of energy we're bringing and give you a bit of a life update, I guess. But to wrap up this episode, in case you haven't done some reflecting on 2023, I want to leave you with some 2023 reflection prompts for you to take the time to work through. And then I'm going to give you a really important task, really important task for planning for your 2024 and getting in the energy of what you desire for 2024. So here's a few questions to reflect on your year. When did you feel most alive in 2023? And what can you celebrate yourself for? Question two, what challenged you the most in 2023? And through this, what did you discover more about yourself? Question three, what helped you get through 2023? So what routines, belief, boundaries, relationships, and resources helped you get through 2023? And then the next question is the flip side to that. What do I need to release in my life to make room for something new and new experiences in 2024? And then this is the really big question that I want you to sit with and really work through for the woman that you desire to be in 2024. What energy are you bringing? So the reflection prompt for this is, what is the energetic standard I am setting for myself in 2024? What does it mean to be me in 2024? Who is the woman who wakes up every day? Who is she? What are the thoughts that go through her mind? How does she put herself first? Who does she surround herself with? What choices does she make? Get really clear and be specific. Who is she in 2024? Who is the woman you desire to be? That is your reflection prompts for this episode. If you've already done your reflections on 2023, well done. Just jump to this last question. But I really encourage you, if you haven't, to rewind, go and listen to those questions, complete them for 2023, and then get into the energy and get really, really clear on the woman that you desire to be for 2024. Because we're bringing her to the world this year. 2024 is not the year to play small. We're bringing her to the world. I hope you have a wonderful day. Please share any feedback or questions with me about this episode. This is the energy we're sitting with. We're not playing small. 2024 is the year that we shift those limiting beliefs and you step into who you desire to be, the woman. She's in there and she is so worthy of being here. and everything that she desires to be. Let's do it.